This recording, Tennessee 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. People ask me all the time about what it is like living and teaching overseas. Well, I think I'd advise all of my teachers to consider possibly working overseas in American school or international school because they're so interesting. The kids are from all over the world. The parents are supportive. A lot of chances to travel, and it is a really great experience. I've been over, first time overseas was in Africa. Forgot about that one. Lesotho, Africa, in the Peace Corps. And that was right after I got my master's in geography. I taught at the University of Botswana, Lesotho, and Swaziland, and without a teaching certificate. So I came back to Memphis, got a certificate and a teaching certificate, and therefore was able to teach in Maracaibo, Venezuela, Sao Paulo, Brazil, and in Barranquilla, Colombia, at the American International Schools there. And again, the kids were wonderful, and the faculty were from all over. And a little bit later on, I traveled over to Germany. I taught in Wiesbaden, Germany, at the Department of Defense School, which was a little bit different than these private international schools. We in Germany, we had the military kids in the classes. And a little bit later on, in Shenzhen, China, which is all Chinese kids trying to learn English. And really interesting experience. Going to Hong Kong about every other weekend was a really exciting place to be.